Among Paul's most challenging yet promising words are those of 2 Corinthians 5:16-20. To pray them is to enter into Paul's own life-changing encounter with the risen Christ. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So we are ambassadors for Christ, since God is making his appeal through us. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Paul never met Jesus Christ during his earthly ministry. He first encountered the risen Lord on the road to Damascus, forever changing his life. None of us will ever encounter the physical Christ. Rather, we may meet Jesus as a mystical person of inestimable power, healing, and love. To meet Christ is to meet God. I have encountered this Christ and am in permanent connection. That is what I understand Paul to be expressing in this passage. If you have met Christ, you are not the same person as you were before your encounter. If you have not yet met Christ, who will be your eternal partner, your beloved beyond male or female, let that coming meeting ground your hope. The new creation is who you will be with and in Christ when you will no longer be alone, even within yourself, and nothing will ever be able to separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. In this new creation, you will be more fully yourself in Christ than you ever could be on your own. It's like falling in love. Now you are no longer a single entity. Now you have a divine partner in a new and endless life together. And when this happens, you will greatly desire others to share this with you. You will inevitably become an ambassador of Christ's reconciliation and peace.